We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The guy who makes those deals is the general manager of the New York Mets, and he joins us
right now. Is he here right now? Brody Van Wagenen?
Brody Van Wagenen. Brody, Joe and Evan,
Brody,
nice to talk to you.
Brody, how are you? Welcome to New York, Brody.
Thanks, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we'd be doing better if you're going to say we're signing Bryce Harper any day now. We'd be doing a lot better if you said
that. That's your next shopping item? You guys have a high bar.
Well, next shopping item, of course. We're Met fans. What are you kidding?
Yeah, no congratulations for the past. It's always on to the next one. At least I'm wired the same way you guys.
Well, you've done a nice job so far. I'm not going to say you haven't, but you know, we think big. You know what I'm saying, Brody?
Hey, I hope you do. I can't promise to be the, you know, the Santa Claus of the world, but hopefully we can keep creating a little bit of momentum one step at a time. But you know, I'm glad you guys want to think big. We should be.
We're gonna get back to that, but let me just ask you this about
Machado.
The
we'd settle for, by
yeah,
way.
It would be a nice. Well, first we wanted Machado first.
That's true.
But to this catching situation, when did you decide the cost on JT Realmuto was way too much? Move on. Sign a free agent.
So we sort of went down parallel tracks with free agents, with trade targets, and you know, I would say by the end of last week, Thursday, Friday is when we ultimately decided, okay, all systems go on Ramos. And you know, I feel like what I hope to do going forward is always know what the acquisition costs are. That way we can make a decision on whether or not it fits us or works for us. And you know, the Realmuto, he's a great player. I've known the guy for a long time. But I said all along, I didn't want to have us make a new hole by filling the existing hole we had. And it became apparent that in order to get him, it was going to cost us some significant piece off our major league roster that would have been too difficult for us to replace in the open market.
Was it going to be pieces off the major league roster or just one piece off the major league roster and then prospects?
I think at the end of the day, it was going to be, you know, one significant piece off the major league roster and then some combination of significant prospects. And so for us, it made it a pretty easy decision, and we didn't want to wait and see if the price dropped. We wanted to sort of identify, okay, here's our market. Here's what we want to do, and let's go do it.
Mm. Center field, you know, especially a center fielder that hits right-handed. How about that? I know A.J. Pollock is a guy that's out there, but how about addressing that, Brody?
Yeah, look, I think that we want to create more depth. I mean, our quote-unquote right-handedness or the need for a right-handed hitter has now changed a little bit because we did get Ramos.
Mm-hmm.
Evaluated some of the, you know, Realmuto would have done the same. You know, Grandala wasn't particularly good against left-handed pitching, so you know that wasn't really going to be our solution for the middle of the order. So getting Ramos there, I don't think we need, you know, firepower necessarily from a right-handed hitter in the outfield, especially because we're going to get that guy coming back to us later this summer in Cespedes. So we do want to create some depth and protection, you know, for Lagares, who's had shown us really good signs this winter about where he's at physically. But we also have McNeil, who can play in the outfield, that as we go right and left matchups, I think we've got some versatility. But we're going to look to add another bat, you know, or two in some way, shape, or form. But we haven't necessarily decided which route we're going to go.
Isn't it impossible, though, to rely on Cespedes? You even said we can't sit here relying on ifs. Yoenis is the biggest if in baseball right now.
Yeah, and I think we won't rely on it. What we're excited about is that if, you know, we're not going to bank or build a roster on an if, but we do believe and we get kind of excited about the high-class problem that if he comes back and makes an impact, then what an electrifying acquisition that we aren't counting on. But I think that we look at it more as, you know, a gravy to our turkey,
right?
not the turkey.
Would you be open to signing a corner outfielder? Because there are more corner outfielders on this market than center fielders, and playing a Nimmo or Conforto in center field, a guy like Nick Markakis is out there. Or do you envision more of a true center fielder than signing a corner outfielder?
Yeah, look, I think that we have, you know, we have some flexibility and options there, but you know, in a perfect world, we would be able to have Conforto and Nimmo play on the corners because they're such exceptional defenders when they are on the corners. The beauty of that is when you have exceptional defenders on the corners, they can play in center field too. And even as we talked about McNeil earlier, it gives us some flexibility. I want to put the best offensive lineup on the field without subtracting from our defense. And the fact that we have maybe one of the best center fielders in the game when he's healthy defensively in Lagares, it allows us to be thinking a little bit more offensive. But, you know, we'll explore all. But I think that if there's one thing that I've done so far that I'm committed to doing going forward is make sure that we understand what exists out there and not miss out on something because of our own ignorance.
Now, could an Andrew Miller be in your future? Another guy in that pen, a guy who can, you know, really a versatile guy in a bullpen. Is another guy like that? Are you looking at that, Brody?
We like him, and we've had some discussions with him. But fortunately, we have some resources that we can allocate in different ways. And I think between now and the holidays, that's what my goal is, to try to be super aggressive in finding out how to piece these resources together via trade or in free agent signings to fill some of these additional wish lists, I guess I describe it as.
When you were a sports agent, not too long ago, you were very opinionated on the spending of teams on players. I remember. I actually ripped you on the air for it, so I apologize, but whatever. Now I don't care.
No
you're
harm,
the
no
GM of the Mets, whatever.
Yeah, please spend.
Right. But let me ask you something.
Now you're ripping me for other things.
Yes.
That's fine. I get
well, not yet.
We're not ripping
no,
you
no,
yet.
No, not yet. No, but here's my question.
No, we're not ripping you yet. Don't worry.
As a sports agent, as a former sports agent, do you think the New York Mets spend enough money on players? Because they've been middle of the pack for the last 8 years. And I know as a Met fan, Joe is a Met fan, and most Met fans, I speak for them when I say we don't believe this organization spends enough. The sports agent side of you, do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I think it's easy for fans, it's easy for sports agents, it's easy for everybody to put an expectation on how much money should be spent when it's not our money. And I recognize that I'm not writing these checks, but I think what I've seen from this ownership group is a willingness to go give me the flexibility to go bring players in-house and add payroll. We brought in $120 million contract of Robinson Cano. Obviously, we got some financial relief for that.
Yeah, broke even this year. Right. We know that.
But you got rid of Bruce and Swarzak.
Yeah, for this year. But, that guy ends up being effectively a $19 million guy for us going forward, which is real money. We've got Cespedes making $29 million. So I think that what I've seen, and interestingly enough, specifically on my comments last year during the winter, is that, this team, more so than maybe anybody last year, signed multiple free agents for real financial investments. And I think they've shown me a willingness to continue to do that. And we, even in this market right now, the ability to go, be the top bidder, potentially in Jerry's Familia, being able to go add the talent we got in the trade, and then being able to go make this move. We had the ability to sign other free agents in the catcher spot, but we chose this guy, and now we've got more moves in our in our pocket, and we'll see where we go with it. But I think that our payroll has continued to escalate, and I think if we do our part and win games, I have firm belief that that payroll will continue to go up if we do our part and win games. But that's what it's all about.
Now, the one trade you didn't make, which I'm very happy did not, because we would be ripping you for it, is trading Syndergaard. I mean, I don't know what the thought process was there. I mean, if you get Mike Trout, yeah, all right, make the trade. So we understand that.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just saying. I mean, but we're very happy that is not doesn't look like it's going to happen. You know what I mean, Brody?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of speculation about it, and my at least willingness to be open-minded probably led to that speculation. But, when we look at our pitching staff, obviously it's the strength of our team, and the quote-unquote replacement cost of what it would be to lose a Noah Syndergaard was way too high at the end of the day. That, one, he's a guy we believe in, and two, you just can't replace guys like Wheeler and Syndergaard and DeGrom and Steven Matz and even Jason Vargas. You see what some of these other pitchers are getting out there via free agency, is that we value our guys more so than anybody else does, and we're gonna capitalize on having those guys be the anchors of our team.
Were you ever close to trading him?
Close is always hard. I think when we evaluate situations, we try to do it with, all right, what's this concept look like? What does this return look like? But I don't think we were ever at the point where we seriously felt like there was going to be the return that would be necessary for us to move Syndergaard. So short answer is no.
How about DeGrom? You guys talking about an extension for DeGrom? I mean, what about that, Brody?
Well, he's clearly an important part of our future. There's been some preliminary discussions with his agents, but right now, you know, I've got the laser focus of trying to get this team better around DeGrom so he can benefit when he pitches as well as he has. And I think the future will work itself out at the right time. But right now, I want to keep giving him toys to play with on his roster.
So by opening day, he'll either be extended or traded, because there was a guy who said that should happen to Jake. Either extend him or trade him.
Who was that guy?
Who was that guy? So will that
his agent? Was that the guy who used to be his agent?
It may have been.
Yeah. Oh. It may have been, and my goal will continue to see if we can have him be part of our long-term future. I don't envision trading him.
All right, well, thank God. One last thing, because I know you don't have a lot of time, all right? I'm a season ticket holder. I am putting money in front of you right now. If you sign Bryce Harper, and I speak for many people, first of all, you'd be backing up your words when you said we're going to go after the best. He is the best. Right. I will buy even more season tickets. I will go back to 4 tickets from my 2. I think you would make so much money, Brody, for ownership. They'd love you because guys like me are going to buy more tickets. So when are you sending Bryce the contract offer?
How much? Where are your seats?
318.
318. What's that sticker price on that ticket?
It averages out, I think, about $75 a ticket.
Okay. Well, we'll have to, on a separate conversation, we'll see how willing you are to go higher on that ticket price. If we were to go
you know what, Brody? I will say this.
You get me, Bryce?
I will say this. I know the Wilpons don't like statues. I get that. Okay. But they would be, if you sign Bryce Harper, we would start chiseling that statue for you right now. We would.
Well, the only statues that should be chiseled would be for our players if they win a championship. So I'll keep working for you, but no promises on any big.
Well, you know what? While you bring up statues, mention to the Wilpon that maybe it's time for a Tom Seaver statue outside Citi Field. I'm just throwing it out there. That's just me. You know?
Anybody else or just that one?
Well,
Bryce Harper, after he wins the Mets 3 titles.
Right, but let's start with Seaver. We'll start with Seaver. How's that?
I'll pass that one along.
Brody, so far you've done a nice
tremendous job so far.
Back up your words and go get us Bryce Harper. You'll be a king around here.
I'm telling you. Or even Machado, Brody. Machado, we'll settle for him.
We'll settle for man. Yes.
I'll keep working, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brody. Brody Van Wagenen.
Thanks for coming on.
General manager of the Mets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.